Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, y'all. This is Houseguest, and I am your host, Kenzie Elizabeth. Think a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie in her 20s. We talk all about life, relationships, navigating your 20s, closing out the bars, or waking up at 5 a.m., depending on our vibe that week. Ultimately, living our best lives and figuring it out along the way. So come hang out. Sometimes I have guests on who do really cool things, some of my best friends, or it's just me and my house that I spend way too much time in. So let's get into the show.
Really quickly, before we get into today's episode, if y'all are watching on YouTube, you would have already seen that Macy and I are wearing our matching sets. It's the new Houseguest merch. We're running this right now as pre-order. Orders are open until Monday. So as you guys are listening to this, if y'all want the merch, definitely go get it right now so you guys can get the pre-order. They're so comfortable, so cute. We're wearing large and extra large. I don't remember who's wearing what, but I always order my own merch in large and extra large. I would just say size up if you wanted to be like that oversized fit. So if y'all are interested, I will have it in the show notes. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. We have a surprise guest here. One that you've never, you could tell just by the way that you breathed who it was just now. Someone that you've never heard of on this show. You've heard of her, but you've never heard her here on this show.
I said I'm not a guest. I'm more of like a volunteer co-host.
Totally.
Well, it's like my charity work. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Macy had 100K on TikTok like last week and she's really acting different these days.
Like, yeah, guys, it's a really big deal. Like, I just have to make sure that everyone knows everywhere I go.
And by the way, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, I'm not going to be chill about it.
No, I meant thank you for being here.
Oh my gosh. No, of course. Like I said, charity work.
You're not going to forget where you came from.
No, never. No. That's why I'm still here on this couch.
Charity work is so important.
Yes. And like you do it, like you did it for me by putting me on this podcast. And now I'm giving back by like remembering where I started.
Yeah, remembering us little people.
No, so every day I'm going to kind of try to do something that keeps me grounded and just reminds
and
me.
And that's what hanging out with me is.
Yes, exactly. That's why I'm going to continue to be your friend even after I hit 100,000 on TikTok.
Thank you.
Yes.
See, what people don't know about you is that offline, you're actually incredibly selfless.
Thank you so much. And I'm so happy you brought that up because this is a whole episode of being selfless and thankful, you know?
So true. Yeah,
that's just what this podcast is.
Should we start off by saying happy Thanksgiving to everyone?
Wait, I think we should start off by saying that it's Macy. Just if anyone is new, where have you been?
Where have you been?
We've been waiting.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you all summer.
It is Macy Thompson, in case you guys are wondering.
100K on TikTok.
Macy Thompson, otherwise known as the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, which we'll get into later. Otherwise known as she has the skinniest waist and the fattest ass. Otherwise known as Ghosted by Jay. Otherwise known
okay.
As... okay, you don't have to do all that.
Okay, they know who I am.
No, like they remember. Trust me.
Okay, they're like, we got it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you guys are watching on YouTube, we're wearing the new Houseguest merch, which is out now. You can see my butt. It says Houseguest.
You can see my butt.
Yeah, you can see my butt. So don't worry about it. Navy sets. I'm wearing an XL on my bottoms and my top. Macy's wearing a large on bottoms and top.
I'm wearing an extra, extra, extra small.
I knew you were going to say that. I was waiting for you to be like, wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I wanted it oversized, so I'm wearing extra, extra small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's hard to fit the waist and the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to get like everything tailored to your body?
It's so annoying. Like, I just want to be able to go shop and get something that everyone else wears, but they're like, you with your proportions.
You
with,
quite literally have the skinniest waist and the fattest ass.
They're like, we don't make clothes for people like you. And I'm like, now I get where why Kylie Jenner like wears designer.
What's that store that they have for like really tall men?
I don't even know.
Oh, they had one on like Ventura. And I remember I just like knew someone who was... This is like a really random tangent. This guy, I didn't even know him, but it was like a friend of a friend. He was like 6'8" or something, and he only could shop there.
Wow, that's gonna be
so. It's kind of you, skinniest waist and fattest ass. Look at how many packages I'm getting right now.
Oh my gosh! As we have microphones.
Oh
and,
my god!
Well, your dresses came. We have a bunch of occasions.
I have a movie premiere tomorrow. By the way, we are recording this episode November 7th. So, I forgot I already got my AC fixed. So it has to be under warranty.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Remember in like the summer?
If you see if you're watching on YouTube or like the clips and you see us progressively get a little bit more oily, it's kind of hot in here.
Yeah, it's a little bit warm.
So we're brave.
We are brave. Oh, but while we're here, happy Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I'm sure there are merch deals. I don't know what they are right now. But more important, actually, no, equally important. Oh my God, there's two more boxes.
He hates you.
Guys, okay, so we're in my house right now. We can see outside and there's 5 massive boxes that just got delivered. And there was already the biggest box I've ever seen outside earlier today.
Well, now we can do a try on haul.
That's exciting. Okay, so anyways, for a friend of mine, we're doing 20% off of our dinner cards that are out now and our recipe journals. I mean, 20% off site-wide. So we have recipe journals, dinner cards, dinner party cards, which you need to get. These are perfect for Christmas. Cocktail napkins. Oh, do you want to model them?
Yeah, please. I was going to do like QVC.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, so here we have our dinner cards. They're great for a dinner party. The actual cards themselves are very thick, very nice looking. They're stunning. They're beautiful. And they match the recipe journal. If you need something, this is versatile. You can play it with your friends. You can play it with your family. You can play it with your coworkers. I don't know. It's great. Keep it on the dinner table. Throw it in your purse for a night out. Bring it to dinner, girls' dinner, whatever. Really fun. And that's 20% off. Then next, I really hope all of you guys are watching on YouTube. You need to start watching the podcast on YouTube. Next up, we have the recipe journal. Oh my God. Is it Vanna White who does this?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know who that is. But Macy's killing it. Next up, we have the recipe journal. It looks stunning. It's perfect. She can't actually open it up, unfortunately, because this one is wrapped. But it is amazing. We have a section for breakfast. We have a section for lunch. We have a section for dinner. We have a treats and drinks. I put every single recipe ever in there. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's a great gift too for like your grandma or honestly, literally anyone like aunts, moms, whatever, to keep recipes in. Dads, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Trying not to be sexist, but like whatever. It's beautiful, stunning, and amazing. And then we also have cocktail napkins. And then we also have a hat. Free shipping over $100 and it's 20% off. Our best sale of the year. So Macy has become an acrobat. And yeah, that is it. And then I'm sure there's merch sales. I just don't know exactly what they are. They'll all be in the description, I'm sure, all over my Instagram. But anyways, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Let's get into that.
Okay, thank you. What are you thankful for this year? I think we should start off by saying 3 things that we're grateful for.
Okay.
I can be one of them.
Okay.
Like normally it'd be like, oh, like don't make me it. Like seriously.
Yes.
Give someone else a chance. Like whatever. But like I really have done a lot for you this year. So let's think about it.
Okay.
I was going to put you and I just didn't want to put you. If like maybe you didn't put me in.
Yeah.
And it would be like.
Okay. Yeah. So I won't put you as one of them.
Oh, you won't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to. Okay. I'm thankful for Kenzie, everyone.
She's not thankful for me.
No, I feel like the older I get, I'm just. Okay. I've always been like. It's so hard to narrow down what I'm thankful for
because like, I'm just perfect and I don't really have any life problems. So.
No.
Thankful for your skinniest waist and your fattest ass.
Yes, exactly.
That counts as 2.
Okay. I was kind of upset, not upset, but like I live in Texas and all my family's in Idaho or California. So at first I was like upset that every time I want to see them, I have to travel. But then I realized I'm thankful that I'm able to just get on a plane and travel and see them. So I think I'm thankful for the ability to travel That's true. For working a remote job that allows me to go see them right now.
The flip side of that, too, is I actually feel like I got, even though I literally live where my family lives and I moved here to be near family, I got more quality time. I don't see my mom ever, literally ever. And like I got more quality time with my family when I lived out of state because then you would have to be with them for 4 days straight and they would have to hang out with you. Now it's like, oh, we'll see you whenever. You know what I mean? So that's also like a.
Yeah. So thankful for the ability to travel and the ability to go see my family. What are you thankful for?
Don't you have two more?
Oh, I thought we were going to switch off. So you say one.
Oh, I would say my friends. I have really great friends. And like, we just have so much fun. Like, we just have like a really great group of people around us. And I always want to be very mindful of that because I feel like a lot of people don't have as good of friends. Like, I feel like we're very lucky to have the kinds of friends that we have. Because even just like reading like DMs I get from people, I'm like, your friends did what?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my second one was going to be my friends. Family and friends. No. Okay. Well, we have really amazing people in our lives. Wait, I have like a notes app of an ongoing list of things I'm thankful for.
See, people don't realize that like Macy's kind of deep. No, she can do it all.
I am. Wait, you go again.
I have a nephew now this year that's different than last year. And he's just perfect and so cute. And also like my sister and my brother-in-law have like the best kids ever. And I just like need to know what they did. They're just so well behaved.
Yeah.
He's not even one. He actually was born on Macy's birthday.
Yeah.
So she kind of has beef with him.
Yes.
They're kind of beefing a little bit, but yeah. I feel like that's going to like long term, you'll get over it.
Yeah. Okay. I know I just said I'm thankful that my job allows me to travel. So I'm thankful to like travel and go see my family and have that ability. But I really am thankful for my job because I just am seeing so many TikToks right now of like how rough the job market is and everything. And I just really do love my job that I have right now. And I just feel like that's very, like, I almost take it for granted some days because I'm like, oh, it's work. But I am really thankful to have a job that I enjoy doing.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One thing about me, I am a Curology girl through and through. I discovered Curology years and years ago, and I have turned so many of my friends, like in real life, onto Curology because I'm so passionate about it. I got turned Dom actually onto Curology. I want to say it was 2020 when she was staying with me in Texas because I was just showing her the results of how my skin was looking so much better. So if y'all don't know, Curology makes personalized prescription skincare products. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs from acne to the earliest signs of aging. It's easy to just fill out a quiz about your skin, share photos, and a provider will prescribe a personalized formula based on your skin's unique needs. 93% report effective with over 9,000 five-star reviews. Guys, that is crazy. Our skin has such a huge effect on our confidence. If you have acne or are noticing any signs of aging, it can be frustrating to waste time and money on products that aren't formulated for you, and that's why I recommend Curology. We are spending so much money on all these random skincare products that get very pricey, and they're really not even like proven necessarily to work on our skin, whereas Curology is making personalized prescription skincare products for us, okay? So I really, really cannot recommend it enough. For me personally, I noticed that it really clears my skin up, but it helps my skin texture more than anything I've ever used to the point where I don't even think I realized how much maybe I struggled with that prior because it just made my skin texture look so flawless. Like I don't know what those people are doing. They're doing something right, okay? So now get up to 6 skincare products free up to a $52 value with free shipping and a no-cost consultation with a licensed dermatology provider when you go to curology.com/I love you. Go to curology.com/I love you for this free offer.
That's Curology.com/I love you. Prescription products are excluded from free product offer. Applies only to your first box, subject to consultation. New subscribers only. See Curology.com for full details.
I'm Arielle Lori, host of the Blonde Files podcast, where every Wednesday I cover all things wellness. After nearly dying from addiction almost 9 years ago, I have been on a mission to live my best, most fulfilled life, and I'm sharing everything with you, from how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and even cosmetic procedures. I cover it all with raw, candid conversations with the industry's top experts and inspirational guests. Make sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all, and really happy holiday season. I am so excited. The holidays can get very busy, very stressful. We have such a long to-do list, especially on days like today, which is Thanksgiving. We can just forget like the smaller things, right? So maybe you are in charge of bringing beer to Thanksgiving, or you're in charge of bringing the spirits or whatever it is, or you don't want to show up empty-handed and you want to have a gift for the host, which you guys should always bring a gift for the host, especially on days like today when they're taking so much time, so much money, so much energy, so much effort to host Thanksgiving for you. And maybe you just want a little last minute like host gift, okay? Drizly is going to help you. So Drizly is the go-to app for drink delivery. It's really just so convenient. It's also really nice because you can save some dough on your party by comparing prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits from local stores, meaning you can get the best bang for your buck. Drizly is the best app to get drinks delivered for Friendsgiving or Thanksgiving. It's also the perfect place to grab a gift for your Friendsgiving or Thanksgiving host. Drizly is so convenient. I love it just even on like a casual night in when it's raining outside, I have a movie on, I'm cooking, and then I'm like, you know what, maybe I do want some wine. It's also awesome for those moments, like I said today, when you're in a pinch. But what is really cool about it is that you're able to save money because you're able to actually compare prices and get the best value. So Drizly is going to be your BFF this holiday season with so much hosting, so many parties, so many just hosting gifts you want to give. You can also just send something, someone very far away, which is really awesome. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com. Again, download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com. Must be 21 plus, not available in all locations.
I would say I'm also very thankful for my career because I get to do like everything.
We're just saying the same thing.
My family, friends, and my job.
I was going to say that. Okay, I'll do different. But I think more.
No, you can. No, you can.
I think more so like the people, like the like community online. Yeah. Because even like meeting people out and about all the time, like they're so cool. And I feel like, I mean, I'm sure other people have like cool followers, but like you always say that about mine too. Like they really are cooler than everyone else. Not everyone else is. I'm trying to be nice, but like pretty much every single person that we meet out, it's like, oh, we would be friends. Like, and it does feel like we're friends online. Like when I'm like DMing and talking to people, whatever, but like, it's just like the coolest group of girls and guys, you know? But I just feel like it's a really cool community and I do think it is better than other people's. So sorry.
Okay. Well, I hope you get canceled for saying that. Okay.
I feel guys, like we're so intertwined. I go down, you're going down with me. So best of luck.
Guys.
And I'm taking you down with me.
Perfect.
I'm just kidding.
No, guys, I feel like I have the most basic thankful things ever. I have a journal where I write what I'm like thankful for every night. And I like, it gets really long and it gets specifics. But if I'm just looking at it a year at a glance, it's really basic: family, friends, job. And, you know, I'm going to be even more basic and say my health, because I wouldn't be able to do any of this if I wasn't, you know, alive and well. So I'm thankful for
what I feel like we're doing right now is like as influencers being like, make sure you drink water. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Should I have been more specific?
No, I mean, we both did the same and I don't think there's anything wrong. Sorry, we're thankful.
Sorry. We're like, is it a sin to be thankful?
Yeah. You know what I will? Another thing, though.
Lock me up.
Like one of my biggest passions in life is like home stuff. And so I have like I love my house so much, but not in like a materialistic way, just in a way of like being able to make so many memories and host people and like have the parties and have the stuff like with the people that I love. Like,
yeah,
I just feel like this house has, and also it's been so helpful, like work-wise, like instead of having to like rent studios and stuff, like being able to shoot here just because there's a little bit more space, but
being able to like make memories, I feel like, is it.
So you're thankful for a home that brings people together.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we could have done. Instead of saying like basic things, like I'm thankful for my health because, no, it's okay, but I think we. No,
like we like get competitive over what we're thankful for. Okay, like, I'm like, let's get a little bit more specific.
No, Kenzie, like I'm more thankful than you.
Interesting. Interesting.
No, yeah. But.
No, I did want to record today's episode and just, you know, listen, I know a lot of you guys are probably getting ready for Thanksgiving and maybe I want to preface this by saying I love my family. I really, really do. Each and every one of them are amazing. With that being said, we all have families and we all know, and I definitely have an interesting family dynamic, and it's a very, historically has been like a little bit tumultuous. It's definitely better these days, but I understand the stress of like holidays and it being not always the most positive experience, or just being like a sad day, especially if you're going through grief. Like I get holidays either being like darker or just like, oh my God, I'm so stressed and the house is so tense and like there's always these issues and whatever. So I thought that today I asked some of you guys to send your family drama in. We could listen and react to some family drama just to be like, you know what? We're all in this together.
Like there, I know every family has something.
Every family has something.
Yeah. So
I would have had probably 15 plus stories to send in had I been able to do it anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
It just would be a little difficult on the podcast. Yeah. But like, give me a book deal.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
We're going in.
Can I say one thing that I think makes holidays hard too?
Mm-hmm.
Is that every day of the year, I feel like I just go about my regular life and I'm just like normal, not thinking about much. But as soon as I go home for the holidays, I suddenly am thinking, where was I at last time this year at the holidays? Where was I like 2 years ago? And you start thinking about like how time's just like going so fast, but the holidays are like kind of when it feels frozen and you just kind of think about how fast it's going and how you're growing up and there's nothing you can do about it. And it just kind of like gets like,
and you just want to like sob and cry because it's happening so fast.
Yes. And so I get so in my head during the holidays. I'm like,
me too.
For example, this year I said, oh, I need to book a flight home to my parents' house. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean? That's not my house. That's my parents' house now. But no, I think the holidays are just for anyone. Like they can be amazing, but they're also just very emo sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it's part of the reason why I had my Christmas trip before Halloween. Like the Christmas actual season is really like 4 weeks, and that just isn't long enough.
No.
And it's so crazy because, you know, I don't know what the theory is called, but it's just science. It's math. It makes sense. Like every year that goes by, with every year that you age, every year goes faster because it's like 1/26 versus 1/5.
Well, yeah, because when you're eight, you've only lived 8 years.
8 years, so it's less. Yeah. But there's like there's a name for it.
Yeah.
Does anyone know the name?
Like fractions like that.
Yeah, fractions, basically. I don't know.
Ratios. But
every year that you get older, everything goes by faster. And that includes the holiday season. And I'm just not down for that. So that's why slowly but surely, like it was November 1st and then it was October 30th. And then it was like October 15th. Next year, October 7th, my tree's up.
I get sad. I literally got sad when it was November 1st because I was like, I thought it was still August. I just get sad about how time.
I do too. I think about that all the time.
No, how is everyone just so chill with the fact that time is going by and there's nothing we can do?
No, and they're so chill about it.
No, like we need to talk about it more, and I think we got to grieve about it more.
No,
like,
seriously, and it flies by.
I genuinely was stressed out the other morning because it wasn't August anymore. I genuinely like couldn't remember September.
Actually, September was a dark time. I think. Like, what did we do in September?
I don't know. October, I was traveling.
We did, like, puzzles.
Yeah. October, I was traveling a ton, which again, thankful for. So it went by really fast, but I have good memories from it. Like I just get stressed. I'm like, wait, what did I do in May? Like,
I literally couldn't tell you what I did in September.
Yeah. Okay. Let's scratch that from the calendar.
Yeah. September didn't happen. But anyways, it does make me sad. And then it makes me, that's why I'm like, we need to make a bucket list. We have to have everything planned. We have to, if you want to do something, you literally have to like
do it,
plan it weeks and weeks in advance. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit sad.
Yeah.
So we're going to be a little more positive.
Yeah.
But if you're having maybe not the best Thanksgiving, maybe you're distressed, or maybe you're having a great day and you just want to hang out with the girls, here we are.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Do you have a favorite holiday tradition? Maybe Thanksgiving specifically?
See, since my family's all over, we've been switching up like what state we do it in.
Fun.
I'm trying to think.
Where are you going this year?
I think Boise for Thanksgiving. Haven't booked a flight yet.
Love that.
But, oh, Christmas. This isn't like a real tradition because we haven't done it every single year, but my mom has been getting a party bus recently to go look at Christmas lights. I love that.
And it's been like, we'll get neighbors or whatever. And I really want to make that an actual tradition because you get like your little hot toddies and your Christmas drinks.
We
and
should do that here.
Yeah, let's do it. In high school, we did it. My mom got like all the friends a party bus to go look at Christmas lights. Like she organized it. I think I was like the most drunk I've ever been.
I wonder if we could do it with Fetty.
Yeah.
You know?
We could pitch it to them.
Speaking of Fetty, I think my code's Kinsey and you get money off. Fetty's actually great.
Yeah.
Complete side note. In all seriousness, I'll put the in my description what the code is. I forget. But it's essentially a party bus, but you just have to have over six people and you use it in place of Uber. And it's like not the same. It's really inexpensive. And then everyone pays on their own on their app. It's actually like a really cool concept.
Yeah. Okay, let's look into it.
We should do that. Okay, when I was younger, I used to go shopping with my dad because I love, like, my love language is gift giving. Like, that's like my favorite thing to do. So I used to help my dad with the Christmas gift shopping, and we would go to North Park and like get everything. So I get like my sister's list, my brother's list, and go do that. So that was like a good holiday tradition. Obviously, you know, putting my tree up like 3 months early, that's pretty big for me too. Like, Merry Christmas. Thanksgiving to me, like, I love Thanksgiving. I do.
I don't.
Okay, like, yeah, honestly, the actual day of Thanksgiving is a little bit, it's like you go eat and then you're tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I just view it as a pregame to Christmas.
It is.
That's just how I think. And that's, sorry, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them in the spirit of, you know, the Cowboys always playing on Thanksgiving, which is a huge tradition. Do you want to tell them a little bit about our day today?
Yeah. Are they going to kill us for not getting into the stories?
No, because it's a that's part of the episode. It's okay. Like a whole episode.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure that they weren't going to be like Macy.
Get to the point. Okay. No, we're just hanging out.
Okay, perfect. You guys, this was insane. Well, the first part that was insane to me was I've always wanted to go to a Tarte event. So we went to this Tarte lunch today, which was so fun. It was amazing. Tarte just does things so well.
We're like, Tarte.
Tarte. No, we're obsessed. I cannot wait to show what I got. It was amazing.
Macy's like, I've never been to Dubai, coincidentally.
I'm like, I've never been to Dubai.
Weird.
I love Tarte. Does anyone else have a contact there? No, but I went to the Tarte lunch. It was so fun. 60 Vines in Uptown. It was amazing. But me and Kenzie were kind of just hanging out. We were about to like head out and these beautiful girls come up to me and they go, are you Macy? Are you the one that posts videos pretending to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader?
No, they literally said, are you the girl on TikTok who's the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader? They didn't even act like you were.
Oh, okay.
Like, they literally came up to you. They didn't even say Macy. They said, oh my God, you're the Dallas Cowboys TikTok. Like, They said that, which is important because they gave you validation that you keep leaving out of the story. And yes. I did want to make sure you remember that they said that.
And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. And they go, we're Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. And I said, stop right now. No, you are not. They said, yes, we watch your videos. We're obsessed. Like, you are a cheerleader. And I said, I'm so happy that you recognize that. I said, I can't believe I'm reunited with my team because I have so many videos saying that I'm a remote dancer where I'm not with my teammates. So, you know, to get that in-person interaction with my teammates was insane. And
we
said,
maybe give a little bit more backstory to the podcast listeners in case they don't know about
this. Okay, if you guys don't know, on TikTok, simple as this, I have a bit going on that I am a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader when I am not. I just posted a story time one time about why I'm not on the team. I came up with all these elaborate reasons, said that Simon Cowell didn't let me, Dak Prescott was fighting over me. It was this whole ordeal. And after that video, it went viral and I've posted videos of me fake dancing that. Like, I posted this video and I said, oh, you think NFL cheerleaders have it easy? Explain this video of me working hard at 7 p.m. on a Friday. Ended up getting like 1.5 million likes. But the funny part is that everyone is fighting in the comments, like going off as if I'm actually a dancer. I'm like, watch that video one more time and like rethink your comment. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I have this ongoing bit. And so they came up to me. They were so funny, so nice. They were like, we need to teach you a move. Let's go outside. We went in the photo booth together. They taught me some dance moves. They were so funny. And I just really felt a part of the team. And it was the best day ever. Like, wasn't it insane?
It was just so funny. So the girls came up to Macy so excited.
Let me go look
so
at the photos.
I just assumed that they were going to, I thought they'd be like, oh my God, you're so funny on TikTok. Like, whatever. I could never imagine it was going to be as good as it was. No, them saying they're Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, we were with our friend Amanda, and we were both like, there's just no way. It was so amazing. And then it was so awesome to be able to see Macy Hart at work, you know, dancing. Like, oh, did you post it already?
Good, yeah, good. I was just on my phone looking at the video again, practicing with them.
We just like can't stop talking about it. It was just so special, like, for you to be able to reunite
it was so
with your
amazing.
Teammates.
It was actually so
it's
insane.
Just funny because like that would happen to you.
No, it would.
you know?
Oh, it was so fun. But we got some photo shoot photo or photo booth photos. Got some dancing videos. I need to post that as a reel.
You know what else I'm thankful for this year?
What?
The fact that I was in the same room as Dolly Parton.
Oh.
Duh.
Yeah.
It just got me thinking because Thanksgiving, Dolly's play. And like, listen, I want to be there.
Yeah.
The issue is that I have to say like, fuck off to both sides of my family.
Okay.
And I think they'd understand. Like, I think there would definitely be like a little bit of family drama, but there's going to be family drama with or without me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
it's like, you got to pick your battles.
Yeah.
I would love to be there because Dolly is performing at the Cowboys game. So I need to be there. But anyways, yeah, I got to be in the same room as Dolly Parton and her team reaches out like frequently. Like I just got another email yesterday. I get invited
to
events.
That's so awesome.
And they sent me stuff all the time. Like this is literally my dream come true.
This is so amazing. No, that's what I was saying. I feel like I could think of really specific things that I'm thankful for, but maybe that could be like a year recap episode or something.
Yeah.
Because when I, you know, when someone asks you like, what's your favorite movie? And you completely blank on every movie ever created.
Well, you've seen like three movies, so it should be pretty easy for you.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was an example. No, but like, you know, when someone asks you something and you completely blank on the answer, it's like when someone asks you what you're thankful for, I think of the most vague things, which, you know, we're thankful.
My brain fog is so bad that people can ask me anything about myself on the spot. It could be like, what's your sibling's name? And I'd be like, I don't know.
No. Oh my gosh. Whenever I do, job interviews in college and they'd be like, so tell me a little bit about, yourself. I would completely blank. I just get up and start dancing.
I don't need to tell you. Let me show you.
I'm on Zoom and I'm like, you stay right there. he's like, ma'am, like, so what's your strengths and weaknesses? I'm like, what was that?
It's so crazy. Because she would do that. Earlier today, we were at this Tarte event and Macy had like the best idea. She's like, I should go up to Maureen, who's the founder of Tarte, and start dancing.
I wanted to dance for the Tarte CEO.
Yeah.
And be like me trying to earn a trip to Dubai, but I got stage fright and I didn't do it.
Well, she was so nice. We met her like on the way out, but it would have been such a good video.
It would have been so good.
I almost asked because like, but I didn't know if you'd be like, you know, so I just.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
You're glad that I didn't?
No, no. Like, I could just, we could both tell that she was like being pulled a bunch of different directions. No,
she really liked us. I think. Like, she asked for a photo with us.
I know.
And that was like really nice.
No,
her.
We're girls.
Yeah, that's but like, on she her definitely doesn't know who we are. Or, like,
that's
our
okay.
Names.
But we vibed.
Do you think we'll ever see the photo again?
I have it. I have one on my phone.
Oh.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure I got a copy.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Love that. A copy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can start reacting to some.
Oh my gosh, guys, my DCC teammate just commented on my video of me dancing up and said, I literally love you.
My DCC teammate?
Yes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know, I love her more.
Oh my God, I can't wait for you to be there. Like, what if you make your debut, like, at the Thanksgiving? Like, a lot can happen in 3 weeks.
No, I know.
Like, what if?
My family would understand they'd come out here.
No, totally.
Hopefully they put in a good word to their manager.
Yeah, who do we have to talk to?
We'll work on it.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Wait, so we're just diving into these stories?
Yes.
As always, haven't heard any of these.
You just really wanted them to know.
Yeah.
Live reactions.
Yeah.
We start clickbaiting. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Okay.
Craziest story ever? My aunt did what?
No, that's literally what's about to happen. Okay. My aunt fakes seizures. She only does it during major family functions when she feels like no one is giving her attention. Okay, us. One Thanksgiving, we were having supper and someone interrupted her while she was talking. She immediately begins convulsing and rolling her eyes behind her head. She goes, guys, someone help me. I'm having a seizure. But at this point, my whole family knows she's faking. So all 50 to 75 of us completely ignore her and act like nothing happened. She got up about 5 minutes later and pretended like it didn't happen.
I literally have like, tears in my eyes.
But like, that's kind of us.
Like, I get it. Like, I understand the aunt.
No, that's like so crazy.
I'm like, let's talk about what led her to fake the seizures. No, I'm kidding. That's so insane. Also, my dog has seizures, so like, I kind of get it.
So you can relate?
Yeah.
Because your dog has t-shirts.
No, me trying to like relate to everything. I'm like, no, I get it.
No, me trying to make everything about myself.
I'm like, actually, my dog has seizures. So why would you joke about that?
Yeah. I was like, actually, ask someone with a dog who has seizures. I don't think that's very funny.
My mom's literally in a Facebook group and it's support for dogs with seizures.
I'm in a Facebook group for IBDD dogs.
Oh my God.
Support. And I read it every day. I post. I got like stage fright posting in there. Yeah. And I'm like, I literally was like so embarrassed to post in there. Like so embarrassed. And I'm like, Kenzie, you literally post on the internet for hundreds of thousands of people every single day.
You can do it.
But I couldn't.
Yeah. No, but that is hilarious. And I want to be at a family dinner when that happens because I just would not know how to act.
Do you think you can
record
it?
Could you like secretly record it this year?
And you don't have to post anywhere. Just like send DM it to us and just say aunt seizure. Well, no. Okay. Ooh, girl, do I have one? After my grandpa passed away, my crazy aunt put a tracking device on my grandma's car and would go to her house to go through documents and found a way to put her name on the will to get their money and land. She's now disowned my dad and their brother and won't allow them to come to any family gatherings. Even threatened to call the cops if they showed up. Wow.
Oh, she changed the name on the will.
How can you even do that? That's like so illegal.
I feel like she should be locked up.
Yeah, you actually would go to the house. I'm so confused.
Wills, like family wills really bring out the worst.
My crazy aunt. Oh, so the daughter did that. I read it as the grandma did. I was like, okay. No, it really does. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so important to bring these stories to the light so we all know that we're not alone with crazy families.
Literally. Well, I had someone in my family pass away that didn't have a will, and it was the worst shit show ever.
I randomly was thinking about that yesterday because I was thinking, who would I give things to? Obviously, Sophie.
Would you put me in yours?
Sure. What do you want?
I'm going to go through and like just
tag
it.
You're
like,
the house.
Okay, perfect.
In my car?
Yeah.
Sophie can't drive, so sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So what happens though if you don't have a will? Like, you don't need to go into detail, but
no, it's just like you have to go to a lawyer and then they like divide things up based off, I don't know, it goes to different family members. It was like a 2-year long legal ordeal.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Like, wow. Watch me not even be allowed to say that. But it's insane.
Well, no, because that doesn't even mean it's bad. It's like that's what you do.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's a whole ordeal. So wills is the definition of family drama.
Definition.
Yeah.
Who would be on your will? Am I on your will? No.
I don't think anyone would be like fighting over what's on my will. Like if I had a will, they'd be like, oh, that's cute.
Can I have the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader costume?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Anything you want, just let me know.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Let's talk my favorite topic, which is Macy's on 34th.
I actually already have a tab open right now because I was actually buying some things the other day. And I never close out of my tabs on my laptop, apparently. But I'm going to go through some of my favorites. So my favorite pants ever are the women's pull-on wide leg pants created for Macy's. They're currently on sale right now. It says the Black Friday special, $41.70 instead of $69.50. I have them in blue and black in a size small. Definitely size down. I'm normally a size medium. I got them in a size small. Love those. Then they have this really cute like pink fur jacket. They have pink corduroy pants. I mean, they just have the best stuff. So if y'all are unfamiliar, Macy's all-new brand on 34th was designed for and with women like you. Made for your body, your style, and whatever your day has in store. Each piece is designed to mix and match seamlessly with everything in your closet. You need a blazer to go from work to after-hour drinks, pants with the perfect amount of stretch, a statement skirt with sequins, then On 34th is your new go-to. Let's be real, sometimes just things get so busy that planning your outfit around your day can get overwhelming. It's just like another thing to add to the to-do list. When you're already overwhelmed, you're already tired, especially this time of year, it gets so crazy. So I cannot recommend checking out Macy's.com to shop on 34th now. They have the cutest stuff at the best prices. And I can only imagine their prices for Black Friday are going to be crazy. They have an early Black Friday sale right now, and I'm looking at this stuff and it's actually unreal. They have beautiful coats. They have cute little like pantsuit looking things. They have great blouses. They have a really cute like tweed dress. Oh, wow. I'm actually going to order that. On sale for $47.70. Guys, you have to just check them out, okay? So go to Macy's.com to shop on 34th now. Again, that is Macy's.com to shop on 34th now.
Okay, this one's a little bit longer. This one's like kind of sad. Okay, so my parents divorced when I was 7. My dad remarried once when I was 10, then got divorced again. LOL, trauma. Recently, he went on a cruise and a lady approached him about playing in a poker tournament in the casino. As a poker fan, my dad accepted and joined the table. She proceeded to gaslight and love bomb him, you know all about that, over the next few days of the cruise, then asking him for money to pay off her cruise tab before explaining that she didn't want to be exclusive and she would be spending time with multiple other men for the duration of the cruise. Okay. She managed to convince him that he's the only one she really cared about and that the rest were all just building their poker tournament to their advantage. She's 15 years younger than my dad, single, a personal trainer and dog walker, in quotes, and has 4 kids, ages 19 to 27, plus 1 grandkid living in her home. My dad is retired, has 1 kid, and is a humble millionaire, golf king. And that
same.
Same. And that's how my dad learned the terms gaslighting, love bombing, and narcissist. Explaining those terms in toxic relationships to your own father is a wild experience.
I want to give your dad a hug.
I know, that's actually really sad.
People, like, oh my gosh, I'm not saying that your dad's old, but people that scam older people out of money deserve such a big spot in hell. Oh my God.
It's really fucked.
Like, it's such a common thing too. Like, that was I don't know how much money she, whatever, but oh my gosh.
No, that happens a lot. Wasn't that like a storyline on the Housewives show or something?
Yeah. I've never seen Housewives.
Me neither. Like, I'm pretty sure it was there. Yeah. No, but that is a really, it's called elder abuse.
It's
but so I feel like elder would be like, not your dad's dad, but like still.
But like just anyone taking advantage of your dad is so sad.
We had someone in our family that was with our family for years and she ended up, it's like a whole thing, but she ended up getting caught stealing stuff over the course of years. And it was like really expensive, mainly stole from my little sister. Cause my little sister, Maddie, is like, so fun. So, you know, she's got a lot of strengths. And at this time in her life, as a kid, I would say the organization maybe wasn't one of them. So her stuff would go missing all the time. And we always thought like, oh, Maddie, you're just irresponsible. But it would be like brand new shoes, like her money from like her birthday party, from like friends, like gift card, like cards and stuff, just like random stuff. And like, because our parents were divorced and we were so like back and forth, you just would lose things and whatever. But Maddie was like a little bit more irresponsible than the next. So for years, everyone just kind of blew it off until one day an iPad was stolen and she like did the Find My Friends thing. But this is before Find My Friends was a thing. You had, remember when you had to like track it on the phone, you would do the alarm, whatever. And yeah, we ended up tracking it to the salon because she was also a hairstylist. And she, it was like, I mean, it is literally, I could do an entire podcast episode on this. It was so crazy. And then like my dad, like the police were involved. It was like a whole thing. Wow. And like they're supposed to, we were like, didn't want to like press charges, but she stole like so much stuff.
So at the end of the day, you're not alone.
Yeah, we're all in this together. Okay. Simply put, this is the Thanksgiving where mom got drunk, where my mom wouldn't stop doing shots of Grey Goose because her mom, my grandma, was coming up for Thanksgiving. It was so bad that we played categories, and the category was terms of endearment, and it had to start with F, and my mom yelled out foreplay with my 75-year-old grandma next to her.
That's funny.
We were playing Cards Against Humanity. We go to like our lake house every December for like a Christmas thing, and we were playing Cards Against Humanity with my grandma, and it was like, I don't even remember what it was. It was just like, I think it was like oral sex terms, and she knew literally not one of them. And I was like, is that like a new development in the past however long? Like, what'd they call it before?
I think our generation is just like more inappropriate. Like, they're more classy.
Yeah, but like,
the words didn't even exist.
What did they call, like, what were their terms for blowjobs? Because clearly what the terms are now are different than what they were.
I just don't think I'm going to be asking my grandma that. So maybe we'll just keep that one unknown.
I actually, never mind. I'll try to thought I can do without. I don't want to know. But it was just like, how do you not know?
Yeah.
You know? But it was really funny. Like, yeah. I actually highly recommend playing Cards Against Humanity with your grandma. I also have cool grandparents, though. So,
yeah, same.
You know? Okay.
My aunt fakes seizures.
Because I circle back to my aunt fake seizures. Let's talk about that one again. Because that was so crazy.
Nothing could have prepared me for that line.
And the fact that, like, everyone just ignores you. Like, picture yourself. You're at the table. You're sitting like, next to your aunt, Sharon. And Sharon just sitting there like,
seizure. And they're like, Sharon. Like, Sharon, pass the mashed potatoes. And she's like, they're like, Sharon, like, cut it out. Like, they're getting cold. And she's like,
no, it's just so fucked up.
And then she's like, oh, sorry. Like, no one's like giving her attention. She's like, here you go.
And like, what did you think she says? She faked it, or she's just like, no, it's over.
She's like, damn, that was a quick one. I'm going to put her in contact with my dog's neurologist, though.
Totally. That'd be a really good connect.
Yeah.
Okay. My grandma's pumpkin pies were the best, and everyone would want one. She used to make 10 to 15 pumpkin pies every year. Pies are hard to make. That's impressive. Her and her husband at the time got into a fight the night before Thanksgiving, and they threw the pumpkin pies at each other. When we got to their house, there was pumpkin pie on the walls, the ceiling, and the furniture. Pumpkin pie everywhere except our plates. She said her husband at the time, do you think this is why they divorced? She made 15 pies, and they got into had a food fight.
I didn't know if I heard that.
Yeah. It was on the furniture. It was on the walls.
Not them getting into a food fight.
Like, normally, if you're mad, you would... Yeah,
like food fights. I thought was supposed to be like a cute little like romantic, like when you do like in the movies, they throw a little flower and they're like, stop. Or that's Winter Hill, and they start, damn,
don't make me throw the pumpkin pie. Well, there was the time they tried to force my fiance into not proposing the Bahamas on our vacation because they bailed on the trip 5 days prior and demanded they needed to be there. His brother and sister-in-law didn't send a congratulatory text, pick up his calls after he proposed, nothing. So this is her in-laws, I'm assuming. His sister-in-law's best friend, they are both clinically insane, got shit-faced at one of their charity events. And after she tried to shit-talk my fiance about what he was wearing, I kindly turned around and said, let's not go there right now. Ooh, defending her man. And walked away with my fiance. Minutes later, she had been following behind us as we walked back to our hotel. She comes bumbling in the elevator, gets in my face and says, want to fight, bitch? Clearly my fiance's sister-in-law had been saying wonderful things about me all evening to bring her best friend to the point of wanting to assault me.
Wow.
This girl's husband plays professional baseball and knows my fiance well. Naturally, he was mortified of the wife and had to come carry her out of the elevator while I stood there with my jaw on the floor witnessing this grown woman embarrass herself. I want to circle back to the Bahamas trip.
That's so messed up that, why do some in-laws just actually suck?
Sucks so bad. I'm just like, do you think she knew she was getting proposed to and they were like causing, like, do you think she knew about the drama at the time or after the fact?
Right after the fact?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But to cancel on a trip that someone's already paid for with their engagement and it's their plan and then expect them to change when they're going to propose.
I feel like engagements, if the in-laws are bad, bring out the worst in in-laws, because I have some people that I know where their future in-laws were totally fine. Like, the boyfriend's parents were great, but then as soon as they got engaged, flipped on them. That's like, these families just can't accept the idea of their brother or whatever be or son being with someone forever.
Listen, like, I can't have bad in-laws. I can't take more drama. Like, I can't take more of it. Like, I need You know what? They don't even need to have personalities. They can literally be the most boring people I've ever met. And that's fine. I don't care.
You need in-laws that are just have like a really like homey Thanksgiving mm-hmm. that like maybe brings in the block party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And just like the talk of the town. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I actually think my mom will be a good mother-in-law. We've been talking about that recently.
Oh, my parents are going to be the best in-laws.
Yeah, your parents will be great. So I have a crazy family dynamic. My grandparents on my dad's side of the family are divorced and both remarried. We all get together for the day and have a huge supper. And yes, my grandparents both come with their new husbands. I never thought it was weird until I grew up. I don't know if she means like one of them ended up coming out.
Oh, okay.
I think she just means it's weird because
yeah,
they're there together.
Yeah.
Okay. They're new spouses. A little backstory is that my grandpa was a raging alcoholic and he left my grandma for his new wife. Needless to say, sometimes it gets awkward. One time, my grandpa showed up drunk and was being loud and messy. My grandma had enough and said in front of everyone, "I'm so happy that you divorced me and left with your mistress. My life has never been better." Of course, this started a huge fight. It's very awkward at dinner after that.
Damn. I'm happy she spoke her truth.
Can you even imagine having family drama?
Oh my gosh. Like I don't think.
Like, oh my God. Like that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, can you imagine in a divorce setting. Sorry, divorce family drama.
Oh, I was like,
I don't think family drama. I forgot the word divorce. That's why I was like, your parents aren't divorced.
I thought you were like, can you imagine having family drama? No. I was like, wait, yeah, I can. Sorry, I do have it.
I was like that. Like, and you're like, what?
No, divorce family drama. No, like I have divorced family members, just not my parents. But the grandparents is crazy. Like they're still.
No, that's wild years later. Yeah. My grandparents are all divorced. Every single person in my family that can be divorced has the option of being divorced is divorced, except for like two of my aunts and uncles, but like doesn't really count. Oh, well, it does count actually. But yeah. Whatever. Anyone in my like family, grandparents, all of them are divorced. And my grandparents actually get along. Like I was in the car with my divorced grandma and grandpa last weekend randomly. He drove us all to the airport and we picked her up from my aunt's house.
Yeah.
So that was sweet. And then my step grandma and my grandma were chatting it up at the celebration of life. And then my grandma and my grandpa, my dad's side, that are divorced, they both were living in Texas for a while. They became the best of friends. It was like so bizarre. Like years later, they're like besties, you know?
Wow.
But that's wild to like hold on to a grudge for that long.
No, I know.
But hey, I'm so glad like she got cheated on it and is glad that that happened.
Yes, me too.
You know what I mean?
I'm happy for her.
I'm really happy for her. I'm happy for your grandma. My friend's parents were swingers and they left each other for their swinging partner.
Wait. Mm-hmm. I just love that sentence. My friend's parents are swingers.
Yes, love Wait, that.
I'll let you finish.
Thank you.
I just need more info on swingers because it's such like a myth, but we know so much about them.
It exists and it's pretty common.
It's not a myth. Sorry.
You know what's weird?
What?
Growing up, I can tell the story on the podcast now because it's so much later and whatever. We had like a friend group growing up, right? One of the girls in the friend group, her parents asked my mom to like swing with them when we were in middle school.
You told me that.
At a Pink concert on the Sweet Universal podcast in a suite at the Pink concert in American Airlines. And then like we couldn't really be around them. And the dad did a bunch of like weird stuff. So we like weren't really allowed to like hang out with them anymore. Mm-hmm. And like as I got older, like I found out that's why. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I know. I just want there to be like an episode on swingers from swingers because it's just such an unspoken thing. And I need more info because I'm so intrigued by it. Okay, wait, finish the story.
I'm surprised there's not like a documentary from swingers' perspective.
I know.
You know?
Wait, what would you call it? Like
swingers.
They're just swinging.
And they can shoot it at Swingers Diner in West Hollywood. Okay, so my friend's parents were swingers and they left each other for their swinging partner. They're both still with their new partners today. Guess that one really backfired. Oh, also, the new couples hate each other. My friend turned out relatively normal.
Oh my God. I mean, that's why I couldn't swing. I'd catch feelings and marry them.
Totally. Yeah, then you become a cheater.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, they went from swinging to cheating.
I would never, ever, ever be able to do that.
Swing?
Yeah.
Okay. For the record, we're not swingers.
Yeah. In case you guys are wondering.
Yeah. You need a husband to be a swinger, but we just want to clear it up.
No. Yeah. You technically need to be dating. Period. You know, dating someone. No, I could just literally never. I also think that's like a recipe for disaster, but also like, what do I know?
That's so crazy that that's just a real account from a real swinging couple that ended up like, you don't hear swinging stories like that often.
I know two families who switched spouses.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
What if we did that? Like we started dating two guys and then we kind of like flip-flopped.
I feel like any guy that comes around me for some weird reason, I just haven't been liking them. But for some reason, I just feel like you would like them.
That's so funny.
No, and I'm like, it only like, this has happened two times, but I didn't tell you about the second one yet. But the first one in Fort Worth, the one I was dancing with, like, so I wouldn't be shocked if that happened because I think I already tried to do that.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, maybe chill.
Yeah, we don't want to like head in that direction.
Yeah.
Okay. One time I got dropped off back home mid-afternoon after work one day. We lived in a lake community and it's a gorgeous day out. So naturally, all of our neighbors are walking, biking, looking around, or even fishing. I look out my house and my mom is throwing my dad's clothes and belongings out the front door and window and onto the yard while everyone's watching. I go inside and our bunny is running around the house and his cage is filled to the brim with my dad's belongings. This is all because my stepmom was loaning my sister a car.
Can I just like, hold on.
I'm like confused because was she still married? The mom, were they divorced at that point?
Hold on. My mom is throwing out my dad's clothes and belongings. And this was all because my stepmom was loaning my sister a car. Okay. I thought that the mom and dad were together in the same house, and that's
me too. So the mom came into the house.
Gotcha. That's what I was throwing.
That's even crazier.
That is insane. And she messed with the bunny cage.
The bunny cage is wild.
The bunny cage is crazy.
Was she gonna use that as like a suitcase?
Maybe she was being efficient.
Yeah. Maybe she was like, away is getting too expensive. Give me the bunny cage.
Throws the bunny cage out. No, he like carries the bunny cage like his briefcase to the airport. And this guy's like, where are you headed? And he's like, I don't know. He just has like the bunny cage. It's the bunny cage filled to the brim with like work suits and baseball caps.
There's like underwear falling out.
The whole
socks. I'm picturing it like a crate like Coco's.
No, yes. But all because the stepmom lent the sister a car.
Wait.
Oh my God.
This is another message from the same girl and I almost missed this message. Oh, and this one is funny. Just found out Christmas Eve, I found out that my aunt and uncle are nudists and own a whole separate home in a nudist community.
Where?
Where is that? No, but like,
I didn't
know that existed.
Me neither. Like, you know it exists, but you're like, where and how? It's no, like swingers.
Honestly, I didn't know that existed.
Oh, no. Yeah. Nudist colonies or whatever are real.
Like, in the U.S.?
Yeah, let's look it up. Nudist colony near me. Are there any nudist colonies left in the United States? Yeah. Washington, Oregon, Florida, California, and Philadelphia have allowed nudist colonies to exist. Yeah.
Wow. I just assumed that was illegal.
Oh, a lot of it happens in Lake Como. Oh, On Lake Como in Pasco County.
I know in like Europe, I just thought here because that would technically...
No, sorry. No, it's Lake Como in Florida.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Pasco County, Florida. I'm looking at Pasco County. Oh, yeah, Lake Como's in Pasco County.
Yeah, wow.
Europe's been on that.
Yeah, Europe's like way ahead. Okay, yeah. A few Christmases ago, I found out my uncle cheated on my aunt with my grandma, aka her mother. early in their marriage. Apparently, I was like the only person who didn't know about it. Everyone acts like nothing happened, but I cannot get over knowing that.
Uncle cheated on my aunt with my grandma.
Her mother.
And I thought that the aunt having seizures was crazy.
No, this takes the cake.
Oh my God.
And they're
God.
Still together, it seems.
Well, he had a type.
He likes to keep it in the family.
Oh my, that is crazy.
Like, what do you do?
What do you do when you're... husband cheats on you with your mom? I actually don't know what you do.
I'm actually not well versed.
So I'm actually not an expert in that topic. But literally, what would you do?
And it seems like they just operate as normal because the fact that she's like everyone knew besides me, like it seems like they're around each other.
Yeah.
You have to be some really like, that's scary for the grandma to do that.
Yeah.
That's like really, really
like
scary.
For the husband and the grandma. Oh.
Yeah, that's scary.
Think about it. As a mom, the last thing you ever want to see is your daughter get hurt by a guy. Yeah. I mean, I hope.
And then you do it.
And then you do it. Like, you cause that pain. Oh, that's so weird.
That's really bad. I feel like we've got to end off on that one because that one was just kind of like...
No, we started with fake aunt seizures and we ended with cheating...
Grandma.
With the grandma.
That was kind of crazy.
That was.
So if you guys have any drama that you want to be shared online, we'll be sharing them on Instagram. Just DM me or the Houseguest podcast. We'll be sharing them in feed. Listen, we're with you this holiday
season.
Or DM
the co-host Macy.
Yeah, or DM the co-host Macy. We're with you. We see you. We understand the holidays really brings out the worst in families everywhere. Tensions are probably high today and we're wishing you well.
Also, could you comment or DM what you're thankful for so I can think of more inspo?
Oh.
Because
Macy needs to get some inspiration on what to be thankful.
Yeah, just if I go to a Friendsgiving or if I go around the table this year at Thanksgiving, I got to have things ready that
You know what?
Aren't basic.
I'm so glad we did this on the podcast because now when we go, we're going to have the best out of everyone and we're going to make everyone look so dumb.
No, literally.
Ours are going to be so much better.
No, when people ask me what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving, I'm going to have the most profound answers that makes them feel stupid.
We should read like a poetry book and start pulling out words.
Oh my God. Yes. And I'm like, well, it's funny you ask. I don't think being thankful is something that you can put into words. So it's actually a movement.
It's actually a way of life.
You know, it's funny that you guys are just thankful on Thanksgiving because I'm actually thankful every day of the year. And now you guys want to come around and pretend like this is cool.
I just wanted to bring this to your attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like people are like, Macy, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? And I go, this Thanksgiving?
And not every day?
No, but for real, like we're going to show up everyone at Friendsgiving.
Yeah. Okay. Also send that. And we'll make an in-feed post so we can have it ready. And even if it's not ready by Thanksgiving, it doesn't matter. You're going to be asked that for the rest of the year.
No, exactly.
It's so important.
No, and you can go to dinners prepared and be like, what are you thankful for? And then you can just be like, no, and you have the best answer.
Yes.
And then it comes around to you and you're like, oh my gosh, crazy that we're talking about this.
No, and then if you forget, you can just go to the Instagram and like scroll.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exciting.
It's like a fun fact in class. You never think of like a really good fun fact until you don't need to share it. So it's going to be like that. We're going to have some good inspo.
What's your fun fact?
I don't really know. Well, it was that I was in a My Little Pony commercial.
That actually happened, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Or that you never know.
Or that I have a birthmark of Hawaii on my leg.
Aw, love that. Wow.
What was your fun fact?
Beyonce complimented my outfit.
Oh, didn't even know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I need to talk about that more.
Yeah.
That's really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did.
My fun fact is that I'm just super down to earth.
I'm just like super chill.
No, I can't think.
And you know what? We don't need to talk about me. Let's talk about you. You know?
Exactly. My fun fact is like, I am just a beer girl.
I love sports, by the way.
No, like I can never even think of a fun fact because all I do is watch sports and drink beer.
I'm so busy watching sports and drinking beer. I can't even think about it. And you know what? That's what I'm thankful for is football.
That's what, yes. Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm thankful for this year? Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yes. Well, let's make a list of niche things we're thankful for and post it.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect.
It'll be up today. So we'll have you guys prepared and ready. Anyways, love you guys so much. Hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks so much for listening. Oh, the timer's going off. That means we got to go.
And I love you so much, house guest.
Oh, that was good. Oh, welcome, house guest. Goodbye, house guest. Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you love this episode, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. It really helps the show grow. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Kinsey Elizabeth or on TikTok at Kinsey the Texan. I drop new episodes every Thursday and they're also available to watch on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and I will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.